Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had talked with somebody in your office last week, I believe, by the name of Lena.
Lena, it's me. You spoke with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I wrote down here that you need to see a year tax return and six bank statements.
Oh, right, right. Just one second, I'll find. What's the name of your business?
It's in my name, William L. Nisley.
It's just William Nisley, okay. Yeah, I have it. Okay. Yeah, I sent you an email with the list of documents which I would need from you, right?
Okay, you didn't send me an email. You sent me stuff in the mail. I've got a business loan application here.
Oh, okay. You didn't give me your email address. Right. Okay, if you will give me the email address, I will send you exactly what I need from you, and I will send you the application which I will need.
You mean the one that I got in the mail is not good enough?
Oh, it could be. Yeah, could be that one.
The business loan application, it says. I don't know what it says. Owner officer information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you just need to sign it. Mm-hmm. Put all this information and sign the application. You can send this. I'm sorry?
I got a number wrote down here, 1619567.
3726. 3726, it's my direct number.
Not your fax number.
No, that's not my fax number. I can give you my fax number.
Is it 1-888-34?
0177, yes. You just need to put attention, Lena.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Before I even pursue this further, I want to make sure this sounds like it's something we can work out. Can you go over a little bit more some of the details? I've got a bunch of non-sufficient funds in my bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
Curious, how's that going to affect my ability to get a loan?
How many insufficient funds, like, let's say, last month? It's very difficult for me to tell you over, I need to see. It's not only insufficient funds, which is important. It's the whole different things, your tax return, your other bank statements. So this all makes difference. So without looking at your documents, it's very, very difficult to tell you what exactly I can do for you. I need to see the documents.
Yeah.
And just the six bank statements. And do you accept credit cards? In your business, do you accept credit cards? Probably not.
No.
No? So just six bank statements and 1 year business tax return. Did you file 2015 already or not yet?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. So just business part of your tax return. If you can send it to me, but you don't have my email, or you're going to fax it?
I'm going to fax it, but my business checking account is right in with my personal. It's all in one account.
Okay.
Is that an issue?
That's fine. No, it shouldn't be, because you have a sole proprietorship, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have just one account for personal and business. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, so what kind of, you said how much you would loan out It was based on the amount of gross.
On your gross, yeah, gross annual sales and all other information. Like I told you, our credit department will do the risk assessment of your business. They will analyze everything and then will give us the offer for the loan. And at that time, I will know exactly. Usually, it's about 10% of gross annual sales.
So if I gross $350,000, it would be like $35,000.
Yeah, you told me what is between $350,000 and $450,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so let's say it would be $40,000, and how would you set that up for repayment?
These loans are typically from 3 to 18 months long. And yes, what did you want to ask?
You said the fixed rate.
Yeah, but it's a fixed rate. It's just the length of the loan is from 3 to 18 months, depending on the qualifications and depending on which one you will choose. You need longer term or shorter term. And then we have different types of repayment. We have monthly payments, weekly payments, and daily payments. Again, we have more than 47 different programs. It all depends on which program you're going to be qualified for. So when I will have all your documents, we will process them. It takes maximum 48 hours, and I will be able to tell you exactly what we can offer.
Okay. So how is the interest rates figured in?
Interest rate, again, we have like 98% approval. Almost everybody gets approved. But the terms are different depending on qualification. This is the unsecured business loan. So you can expect the price of the funds would be I would say minimum 15 cents on a dollar, 15 cents on a dollar in 1 year.
In 1 year.
Yeah, that's a minimum.
That'd be 15% interest.
It's not usually, it's not corresponds exactly to 15% interest. It's a factor because our loans are not always 1 year. They could be less than a year, could be a little more than a year. So it's not exactly corresponds to 15%. But that's just the factor. So if you borrow a dollar, you have to pay back, let's say, $1.15.
Right. And you said that would be minimum.
Yeah.
So how high could it go?
Again, you know, if you would ask me or you would ask doctor what's the average temperature in the hospital, that's about the same. You know, situations in different companies are absolutely different. Situation with credit scores of the owners and a lot of different things. So it's not like average.
My credit history is not good right now because I could very badly use a line, you know, some more funds.
So the first thing you need as a business owner is fix your personal credit. And to fix it, you need to get the business loan. So the loans will be on business, not on you.
Yeah.
That would help you tremendously.
But
if you would have a business loan.
Okay, so how will you do this, that this loan will not reflect on my...
Not on your personal, sure. It won't be on your personal credit. It will be on business.
Will it be on my name, though, or be a different name, same social
security? No, it will be on business name. It will be on business name. Do you have a tax ID for the business?
No, it's just, it's under my own name.
You don't have a tax ID?
No, I just use my social security number.
Okay, then it will be under your Social Security, but it will be UCC. It won't be reported as your personal loan.
It will be.
It will be, it's because of your Social Security. Because of your Social Security, that's what you mean?
So it'll still come out of the same. Okay.
Usually, even with sole proprietorship, people use tax ID for business, but you don't?
Yeah. No.
I see.
But you still think, if I told you my credit score is bad, and if I told you I got non-sufficient funds, all that, you still feel hopeful that we could proceed?
Yeah, I still can. Maybe it won't be 30,000, maybe it will be 20,000, but we still can get you
funds.
It's still
help. Yeah. It still helps.
Yeah. We definitely can help, I think.
You don't go over 18 months? You don't go over 18
months? I'm sorry? No, we don't.
You don't?
No. Huh. We don't go over 18 months. I mean, we do have programs up to 3 years, but you have to be qualified, and the first thing, your personal credit has to be good.
Oh. Out.
Yeah, so I know already that you are not going to be qualified for that, but I know that I have like 60% assurance that I can get you some funds.
That sounds great.
I haven't seen your bank statements yet, but that's why I only take 60%. So
what's that?
I said if you will send it to me, your 6 bank statements and 1 year tax return for business, like I said, it will be like 48 hours and I'll get you the answer. And you want to text it, you don't want to email, right?
Yeah. Let me just double check, make sure. I got the right number here.
We checked the number, I believe, right?
Yeah. Was that 188 number?
Yeah, it's 1-888-234-0177. Attention, Lena.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
All right,
so
well,
you have all the...
Come up with you and see if we can work something out.
Okay. Good.
All right. Well, appreciate your help.
Sure. Bye-bye, William.